Good evening, this is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Ninginem Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. MP S. Supongmuren Jamir not to participate in Political Affairs Committee meeting without consent of Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee and All India Congress Committee. Union Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal says three new criminal laws have been framed to deliver speedy justice. Assistant Commissioner of Labour emphasises undervalued role of domestic workers in society. And Nagaland Governor Chief Minister extends Eid-ul-Zuha greetings. Now the news in detail. The Congress Party said that the newly elected Member of Parliament from Nagaland S. Supongmuren Jamir will refrain from participating in any Political Affairs Committee PAC meeting resolutions regarding the Naga political issue without the consent of PAC Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee NPCC and All India Congress Committee AICC. The decision was taken during the NPCC Political Affairs Committee meeting held at Congress Bhavan in Kohima on Friday. The meeting, chaired by S. Supongmuren Jamir, who is also the president of NPCC, expressed appreciation to the state government for including Jamir in the PAC. However, the Congress Party stated that the various committees constituted earlier by the state government on Naga political issue became more of a rhetoric and repetition without making any headway. In this regard, the party had resolved that the MP will not be a part of any PAC meeting resolutions without the consent of the PAC NPCC and AICC. The Nagaland government had earlier this month constituted the PAC headed by Chief Minister Nipiu Rio as convener and Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs KG Kenye as Member Secretary, with a total of 26 members comprising MLAs and MPs of Rajya Sabha and Lok Sabha to review and discuss all major issues relating to the Naga political issue. Union Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal today said that the three new criminal laws, which are entirely freed from the colonial hangover, have been framed to deliver speedy justice to the people. Inaugurating a conference titled India's Progressive Part in the Administration of Criminal Justice System in Kolkata, organized by the government, Meghwal said, laws need to be changed according to time and the situation of the country. He added that there have long been demands from various quarters of the country to amend the repressive criminal laws of the British era. The union minister said, the three new laws, namely Bhartiya Nyay Sanhita 2023, Bhartiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita 2023 and Bhartiya Sakshya Act 2023 will be effective from 1st of next month and give people the right to timely, speedy and error-free justice. During the conference, Union Law and Justice Secretary Rajiv Mani and Central Law Commission Member Secretary Rita Vasishta discussed various important aspects of the new three laws. Assistant Commissioner of Labour Visakhonyo Ndang has emphasised the undervalued role of domestic workers in society. Speaking at the commemoration of International Domestic Workers Day 2024 in Dimapur yesterday, she said that while government initiatives are crucial, awareness and proactive participation in central schemes are equally important for enhancing the welfare of domestic workers and ensuring their rightful recognition as caregivers. Ndang informed that according to the International Labour Organization projection, by 2030, 1.9 billion children under 15 and 200 million elderly individuals will require care, underscoring the growing need to recognize domestic workers as essential caregivers. She said, in Nagaland, domestic workers are organized under a trade union, striving for a separate minimum wage scale and improved social security benefits. In this regard, Ndang urged union leaders to assist in documentation efforts, which are crucial for accessing government schemes and benefits like the PMSYM and Ishram portal. Governor of Nagaland, La Ganesan, has greeted the people of the state on occasion of Eid-ul-Zuha. In his message, La Ganesan called on the people to take this opportunity to spread love, kindness and compassion to those around us. The governor expressed hope that this Eid would bring prosperity, health and endless blessings. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio also extended Eid-ul-Zuha greetings to the Muslim community. Rio hoped that the noble ideals of the occasion enrich our lives with peace and harmony and strengthen the spirit of unity and brotherhood. This news comes to you from Akashwani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. The Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, NDPP, has expressed shock and sadness at the sudden demise of former Minister M.C. Konyak in Dimapur today. In a condolence message, the party said that late Konyak was a senior member of the NDPP and his contributions towards the party during its formative time was invaluable. It stated that, though advanced in age, late Konyak continued to be actively involved in all aspects of the growth of the party and his wisdom, advices and contribution will be missed by the party and all members. In a separate condolence message, Chief Minister Nephew Rio said, late Konyak was not only a former colleague, but also a close friend. Describing late Konyak as sincere, hardworking, selfless and a pacifist, Rio said in his demise, the Eastern Nagaland people as well as the Naga people in general has lost a guardian. Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, CBIC, has started a multi-model awareness campaign to counter rising financial fraud incidents in the country. Under the campaign, the general public is being made aware to protect themselves from these financial fraud traps through several platforms including newspapers, mobile messages, emails and social media. CBIC said that various incidents have come to light where fraudulent persons posing as Indian customs officers cheat the public of their money across the country. These frauds are primarily conducted using digital means like phone calls or SMS and are focused on extracting money through the purported fear of immediate penal action. CBIC urged the public to discern the modus operandi of fraudsters, protect their information, verify the antecedents of the caller and report such acts by staying alert. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani on the 30th of this month. It will be the 111th episode of the monthly radio program and the first to be aired after Modi's re-election as Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the upcoming program through the toll-free number 1-800-11-7800. People can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. All suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted till the 28th of this month. Nagaland Public Service Commission is inviting online recruitment applications for Common Educational Services Examination CESC 2024 through direct recruitment under the Government of Nagaland. The examination will be conducted to fill various vacancies in the Departments of Higher Education, Technical Education, School Education, SCERT and College of Teachers Education. The vacant post includes Assistant Professor, Lecturer, Graduate Teachers and Postgraduate Teachers. Detailed information of eligibility criteria can be accessed from the Commission's official website. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. MP S. Supong Mernjamir not to participate in Political Affairs Committee meeting without consent of Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee and All India Congress Committee. Union Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal says three new criminal laws have been framed to deliver speedy justice. Assistant Commissioner of Labour emphasizes undervalued role of domestic workers in society and Nagaland Governor Chief Minister extends Eid-ul-Zuha greetings. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.